Never has one man looked so good and smelt so bad. Yeah, I'm wearing my suit clothes because I'm a fundraiser. I'm a professional.
Looking very good for episode 2 of the new season.
Cheers to that, buddy.
Cheers. To everything successful that is green and gold.
Mm-mm. That's where it all went south.
Pour me a delicious
tequila, Sheila.
That was good. Tequila, Sheila.
I'm rank, man. Like, you got to keep your distance because I have been working all day, slaving away emceeing.
Yeah.
I met a Canadian legend today, a Canadian icon. Some people won't say that, but I say that because I grew up watching her every day at lunchtime when I was a kid in the farm, mid-80s. Her name's Valerie Pringle. She used to host Midday, and then she went on to Canada AM,
mm-hmm.
Antiques Roadshow, you name it, all kinds of different shows, and travel shows she did on her own, and just a fabulous woman. Unbelievable, and had a great time.
I wonder what kind of Pringles she enjoys in her snack time.
Oh, boy, you're not the only person who said that on Twitter.
Many jokes at the Pringles.
Let's talk about health food. Apples. Have you noticed the apples are ginormous these days?
It's funny you say that.
The size of your head. You've got a big head, man.
The apple I had today was abnormally larger than usual, yeah.
And they really look good. How was the taste?
Was I thought it crunchy, it was pretty good. Yeah, it was a nice, juicy apple. It was golden delicious.
So how do they go? Like, are they genetically modifying our apples to make them three times the size? And is that bad for us? I don't know. I should call my buddy. He's an orchardist in Kelowna.
I was at the grocery store just the other day, and there was actually the apple selection. It was all prime. It was like nice
bushels,
colors,
beautiful,
full, no bruises, no cuts, no marks. It was a nice, it was like, this is like the perfect apple display.
Gala is my way.
I like the Gala, golden delicious. They're red every now and then. They're red delicious.
Can't do that. That's childhood. Painful memories.
It's like me.
That's all we ever had.
Yeah.
Tomato soup, you hate it?
Oh, so much tomato soup growing up. Too much. And borscht.
Although you did say before this evening's broadcast that you consumed a grilled cheese, and a grilled cheese with tomato soup cuts the edge off the tomato soup.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I could probably get back into the tomato soup, cream of tomato soup. I haven't had it in a long, long time, but yeah, growing up, it was all about the tomato soup.
All right. Campbell's. I want to talk about the food, the fun, and the farter. That's my summary of my trip to Sacramento, California, the state capital, don't you know?
I did not know that, to be honest.
That was a professional development opportunity that I took advantage of through the college I now work at. And so on the way there, you know, flying.
I do know flying.
is stressful.
It can be.
So I ended up doing a phone interview with someone you know right from the area of the small town village airport we're in.
The waiting room.
And the old guy there was having a panic. He's going, you got to get in there. You got it. Because I was in the ante room next to where all the other stooges were sitting. So there's about 17 of us flying out to a real airport from here.
Yes.
And this guy's having a panic. And I'm on the phone with Vinny and I'm going, hey, blah, blah, blah.
Plugging
and I'm trying
the thing.
And plugging the thing and
getting
the raffle.
Dollars, yeah.
Trying to make
spend
it
those
happen.
Monies.
Trying to get it going. And this guy's stressing me out. And so finally I go, Vinny, I got to go. I hang up because this guy's freaking me out. I go around the corner. 5 minutes later,
wait,
we all
board.
And then I was in such a panic, I left my boarding passes somewhere.
Oh, no.
So I get on the little, and it's basically like a jump seat in the back of a Ford Ranger.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what you're sitting on in this one horse plane. And I'm going, I'm looking through my briefcase. And I'm going, where are my tickets? Where are my boarding passes? What's going on? All of a sudden, some guy comes in and hands them to me. Goes, I think you're looking for these. So that's how the trip started. I ended up sitting next to people on all the flights that had no interest in speaking.
Which is that good for you or
which
bad
is okay.
For you?
I mean, I'd rather have that than somebody annoying with
that talks too much
breath or something. So I dealt with it. I read my in-flight magazine, then I read my book and everything. I'm reading a book by Todd Babiuk, who's an Edmonton based.
I was gonna say this name sounds very familiar.
He used to write for the Journal, remember?
There we go.
And then now I think his plan was to move with his family to London, England, and write another book there and do some research. But he wrote a book called The Garneau Block about a certain block and neighborhood in Edmonton and all the weird happenings. It's a fictional book and stuff, and it's really well written, except for the end. Kind of dies out in the end. I got about 17 pages left and I'm going, what? I can't even handle this. Anyway, go down there, do all the conferences, good, blah, 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 having fun. Oh, super hot. It was
Yeah,
in Sacramento, I didn't know it was a state capital
California
either. So my hotel, the Hyatt, makers of the best black pens in the world, because they're all over
the
conferences.
Is that what you're using right now?
No, I only brought one and I lost it now. Beautiful pen, like unbelievable. It wrote this. This title, Podcast Notes, and then I lost it.
You lost the pen. See,
then it turns into blue on the snow pen.
What happened?
Anyway, right across, I open my windows, and you know how sometimes you get a brick wall when you're off?
And sometimes the windows don't open at all, or yeah, the very slightly.
I got this majestic view of the state capitol building right across the street, nice, and this whole forested park, and I'm going, before this is over, I got to go over there. So I found out that they actually do tours.
Oh, I love tours.
So I go over there at one point, the final day, and I make some time. And I didn't take the guided tour, but I wandered around. And just when I thought that I had seen it all, I see another sign. I go downstairs, upstairs, all over the place. Majestic building, lots of heritage. Floor-to-ceiling portraits of all of the former governors, including Ronald Reagan.
The governor.
So very cool. And then I head home. And of course, on my way back, first plane from Sacramento to Denver, I have the seatmate that is a gorilla.
Oh, geez.
Hairy individual with shorts and flip-flops. And as the lights go down and we're stuck in the tube and the air's not on yet or whatever.
Yeah, I hate when that happens when the air's not on yet.
He does a one-cheek sneak.
How? Why? When?
All of a sudden, out of nowhere. Society. I didn't hear it. It was silent but deadly.
I just smelt it.
And then right in front of us, two women. Right behind, one like fairly attractive woman and an Air Force guy, like an Army guy.
Oh,
not
yeah,
Air
yeah,
Force,
yeah.
Army guy. He was right in the back corner. And we're at the very back of the plane. And on the jump seat next to us is the flight attendant, who was fairly, you know, nice lady, whatever. So all of a sudden, holy moly, my eyebrows are falling out. This is the most heinous smell I've ever smelled. And I'm guilty by association because I'm at the window. I'm jammed in. I asked for an aisle seat. I got a window seat, of course. And I don't know.
The window's not all it's cracked up to be, let me tell you. The window.
On this one, the window was fogged in, so I couldn't even pretend I'm looking out.
It's fogged in from the deadly gas.
Yeah, it was the deadly Ebola gas. And then, so I'm going, oh, holy hell. Because then you live in constant fear that it's going to happen again. And guess what?
It happened again.
Cookie for the co-host.
The cookie.
Yep. And then after that, I was, and the second time it happened, Army guy makes an issue.
Oh, no.
Oh my God, what the hell? Who's doing that? That's disgusting. And I'm like going, I have no power in this guy was a dick too. The guy next to me was watching his stupid movie on his stupid laptop, and he was just a stupid dick.
Stupid.
I hated that guy. Oh, and Sacramento, I went and got souvenirs. I took a cab ride to Old Sac. That's what the locals call it.
Old Sac. Makes perfect sense.
And it's like in a Wild West town, man. And they got like, you can have sarsaparilla in a saloon. That's pretty cool.
I want to just jump off your agenda for this moment because I've got my tweet deck open.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're watching the Goldbergs or not, but season two is officially underway.
I've only seen two episodes. Oh, I liked it.
Get into that show. They just tweeted a photo because it's airing right now. The awkward moment when you bring a Canadian to an NHL Flyers game. So this is, I assume, from a show because that's the dad right there. They're all Flyers jerseys except for the guy in the Oilers jersey.
But what is that guy's face all about on the
He's
Oilers
celebrating.
Shirt?
Look, he's standing.
No,
or,
this dude, what is his face? He looks like a gorilla.
Maybe he's pooping or...
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what how Edmonton and the Oilers tie into this. That's intriguing.
That's pretty cool.
It's such a great show. I love this show so much. I cannot say enough good words about the show.
We've been catching up on Modern Family at home, and Ava finds all the episodes on the computer.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, oh, this woman at the convention I was emceeing today, she's... Where's Gloria, the wife from? Columbia.
Who's Gloria?
Gloria, the wife that Jay
Sophia Vergara.
Yeah, Sophia Vergara.
I don't watch the show. So
this girl goes, oh, you know what we call you in my country? We call you a cupcake. You're so delicious. She's telling me this at the buffet line because she saw me doing the MC thing. And I'm going, what's going on? This is like a big, vivacious, jolly black lady. And I said, where are you from? She goes, Columbia. Oh, I said, I know all about you people from Modern Family. And she laughed.
I got a scratch in my throat for some reason.
Okay, well, pound that out with some whiskey or rum there.
Okay, what's next on your agenda?
Well, let's go from me to you. Let's just trade off agenda topics.
Well, I got the new iPhone 6.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you know?
How many times have you told me that in the last 2 weeks?
It's...
Okay, so put it up next to mine. See, what's the difference
in
size?
Well, it's in the case, obviously. So, because you got the 5, by the looks of it, for your work.
Yeah, 5S or whatever. Or 5C.
Yeah, slightly bigger.
Yeah, it's
taller. It's thinner. It's slightly bigger. It's thinner. It's lighter. I don't know if you can tell, but yeah. you can definitely tell it's lighter.
Actually, yours is heavier with this case.
Well, Feel it. Yeah.
Because I got the big-ass Otterbox on mine.
No, yours is...
I got the manly Otterbox.
Yours feels... And it's
It's thicker, but it's not heavier.
I think it's heavier.
You're full of...
I could take it out, but it's such a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah, mine's heavier.
I'm taking it out.
No, mine's heavier.
I'm taking it out.
See, I got to fix this case, because look at the grossness on there. Like, it's got the...
So, everyone's asking me what the difference is. Oh. To be honest, it looks different. It's thinner. It's lighter. I've noticed the battery life has been awesome so far.
And it's is it 70. All silver, or is it a white one?
Well, I got the white. It's white on front and silver in the back.
Oh, yeah.
So, there you go. So, it's thinner.
That's new. That's different.
The camera is awesome.
Yeah, that's
the camera is
the one thing they do. They usually don't do much for changes, but they always improve the camera.
The
right?
front camera, the back camera, it's just camera is awesome. The touch thing, you probably have that on your 5, right?
This is super
the
thin.
The thumbprint thing. Yeah, I love the thumbprint because I had the 4S and I went to the 5 or to the 6.
So was your contract up, or you just decided to treat yourself?
My contract officially ended this December. So I was up for renewal anyways.
So $25 extra. Or
they, I had, I think, $50 or $60 remaining, and I was able to get that waived because I was so close to my renewal, right?
Nice.
So I went in just to look at the display on the day the phones came out. I just went in to go look at the display. The 6 Plus, can you believe,
is... So you got one the day they came out?
Yeah.
I thought that wasn't even possible.
Oh, it was possible. People were lining up in the big cities. You go to the local mall here, there was nobody when I went at lunchtime. I went at lunchtime, and there were still
nobody
phones
there.
Available. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, I just want to see. Oh, yeah, it looks awesome. It's thin. And the 6 Plus is huge. It's slightly bigger than this.
Okay. So what is the would you have to pay for the 6 Plus?
$100 more.
$100. Okay.
Give or take.
Because I don't know. Like, my daughter switched to the Samsung Galaxy thing, and it's huge. It's huge.
Yeah.
And she said... For you, you probably are not smart enough to learn how to use this because you got all the buttons are different.
Well, it's a different. So, it's a completely different phone. I'm sure it's similar.
Yeah,
I have not seen a Samsung Galaxy phone myself in my hands.
They look the same, but the button, the way you do things is different, and we're so used to iPhone swiping blah, blah, blah. It might screw you up for a while.
The screen is so vibrant. It's awesome. I used my headphones for the first time the other day, and that sounds great to me. I don't know if it was if it's different or not. I don't know.
Let's do an it's a show short on the onboard audio thing on there next time and see how that sounds. If it's
So I love it. I mean, it's love at first sight.
The way you're fondling it right now is disturbing, to be honest with you.
Because I never take it out of the case, right? And this is the first time I had it out of the case probably since I got it. And it's so thin and so light. And I'm sure, if you don't have it in
a... Need some quiet time? Is this the Love Life update?
It could bend, I'm sure, if you put it in your pocket, right? You've heard those stories.
About breaking?
Well, you put it in your pocket and then you sit and then it bends.
Well, all the radio guys, I just kind of... like scan through it on Twitter and Facebook. They're all saying, hey, watch, we can make it bend or whatever. Is that a thing?
Sure,
is that supposed to bend?
It's not supposed
to. Why would you do it?
But like, it's thin. It's long.
Just talked to my buddy Drew today, and he broke his screen in his pants. I said, your pants are too tight, man.
That's the thing.
He bent over, and he said, no, they were my jeans. And I go, well, what? How do you break your screen bending over?
I think there's a microphone on the back. I don't know if there is for the 5S. Oh, yeah, there is for the 5S.
Hey, so, see this OtterBox? You can't do the click, like the ringer on
the
off.
The thing is blocking it. The little protective
thing. Am I supposed to pull that off?
Yeah, not pull it off, but.
I can't get it open. It's
there
impossible.
There is a way.
It's impossible.
So for me to go from the 4S to the 6, I was willing to make that jump because I was due. I've had my phone for almost 3 years.
Right.
And the button was starting to stick. The volume button was starting to stick. It was really lagging.
Yeah.
You know, things
and
weren't.
You're back on the exercise wagon. So are you listening to this when you're rolling around town?
I carry it with me, yeah. And it's supposed to track your steps better and track all that crap better. Of course, you can get more apps for it, right? But it's got a built-in step counter, so it automatically tracks it for you. I just discovered the other day.
Is it automatically has iOS 8 or whatever?
Yes.
Because this is asking me to upgrade that.
I would never put my 4S to the new iOS system.
What about the 5?
The 5 I would trust.
It'll handle it.
I think so. But my 4S, there was no way. I was like,
but what does it do? Like, who cares? What's the
deal? Well, you got the slow motion option in your camera, in your video mode. Slow motion is pretty sweet.
Can we make a video? Let's make a video.
Yeah, we can make a video. There's slow motion time lapse. What else is different in the new iOS 8 system? When you have your phone plugged into the power source, like the wall, and you have the option turned on, you can say, hey, Siri, and then she'll activate. So that's cool.
That's cool. Here's a tip I just saw today. Somebody shared one of those six mystery things you don't know about your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that if you put it on airline mode,
it charges faster?
Okay, whatever. You know everything. You're a six guy. You know it all.
But you know, I was in the store. She said she had more. I have 64 mega gigapixels bytes. That's a lot of memory. 64. I went from a 16 to a 64. I got the power.
So you could put the whole show on there forever.
I could put that and then some movies and whatnot.
Okay, so one of our challenges is that Sparky has the only editing program on his old laptop here. And so I was searching around on apps for editing apps. And there's lots of them out there.
I'm sure there are.
But the thing is that the screen is so small.
That's the thing.
Like,
yeah.
If you could hook and a keyboard into that.
And I got sausage fingers.
Yeah, I can't do it either.
And if you could incorporate a mouse somehow, then
we're
then
rocking.
You're laughing. But
does anyone know of this technology? Can we? I saw the keyboard where you put your iPhone
in. I did
in.
See the keyboard. That was pretty sweet.
So if we can do that, and then we can hook up a mouse so we can stop.
And the keyboard even goes with your iPad, too.
Yeah.
Who needs laptops anymore?
I know. It's so sweet.
I was going to say, so I was convincing myself not, I was like,
I know when you make a major purchase, you always do that, right?
But then I'm like, but yeah, I'm going to get it eventually. I might as well get it now. You have it right now. And they were so helpful. They're the experts, those phone people.
When I try to talk myself into something, I always go to the old thing. What if I get hit by a bus tomorrow? I wouldn't have enjoyed my six for one day. Like, you know, at a certain point. And like we had to buy when we moved into the new house, we sold our old washer dryer, which was Rockstar. We spent a lot of money buying that. And my wife never lets me forget it that we left it there. And then we had to buy an even nicer pair or whatever.
Of course,
so we
get it to upgrade.
And I'm going, oh my, and we were so broke and we had no money and stuff. Guess what?
What?
We're still here.
Oh,
sun
yeah,
came
yeah,
up.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Sun came up. We figured out a way to pay for it.
I know. I had to eat pasta for a couple of days, or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I, you know,
you work two jobs. I looked at you can't get an iPhone, like, come on.
I looked at the finances today, and considering it's the end of the month and that's when the most money comes out, I'm sitting all right.
Yeah.
I don't want the unexpected expenses to happen, but you know, it's.
Yeah.
You can get some groceries and gas. But anyways, it's your camera, it's your video camera, it's your GPS, it's your calendar, it's your life. It's, I mean, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it.
Okay.
I'm not going
to
use it.
You said the C word. Let's go back. Let's go back to my notes.
Calendar.
No, calendar.
The Google Calendar.
Is it possible merging the Outlook and the Google? Is that because everything I do on work is on the Outlook Express. Everything Sparky does on It's a Show, because we had some booking challenges this past week. And now we're rocking because Sparky put his whole life on the Google Calendar.
Yep.
Now I look at that every day. When I'm talking to people about possibly booking an interview, and
I think you'd have to, there's got to be a way to link them both, exporting
if you hit
one
the Google,
to the other.
If you hit the Google and ask how to do it, like can you merge or whatever, it says we've discontinued this kind of functionality.
That's
functionality
possible.
It was.
Because isn't Google and Microsoft
feuding?
They're probably not in bed together and partners.
Before we go today, this is important. Jasmine from Mondia Alliance, which is the makers of Spicebox Fine Liquors and Spirits.
Oh, yeah, I got that email.
Would like
today.
To come in live to do a tasting. And I had the maple whiskey at the golf course that they were sampling. It'll blow your mind. And they got cinnamon. They got pumpkin.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice. Everybody's about the pumpkin spice. And she wants to come in live and do that. So I worry because this World HQ is a bit of a home area. Like it's a private. So we will have to have like
we need
chaperones because I don't want the young lady to be freaked out that she's coming.
Yeah. Oh, young lady.
Well, her name's Jasmine. She's a young lady who runs the whole thing. I've never met her. I just talked to her on the phone.
What's your definition of a young lady? That's what I'm asking. Anyways, we'll get to that.
That's why
later.
We have to have a chaperone.
We'll get to that later.
Okay, let's do this. Is natural lead into your love life update.
Can I tell you something that I just discovered literally the other day? My ex-best friend from high school. We haven't been friends since, 2003.
Okay, like any good counselor, I'm going to write this down. Okay.
So I could get into the history, but let's just say what it is. I became his friend because I saw a need in him. He needed a friend, and I was providing that service. Became really close.
Is this an announcement that you're going to make here?
We were really good friends. And then all of a sudden, he's like, I don't want to be your friend. He didn't say it, but you might as well have. And I was like, what did I do? I'm awesome, obviously.
See, that's one thing about Sparky. He never suffers from self-esteem issues. He always knows he's awesome.
So we're not friends.
So how did he?
But then I find out.
Did he unfriend you on Facebook?
We were not friends in real life before Facebook was a thing. That's just how long ago it was.
Okay.
I'm sure if we would have had Facebook in high school, we probably would have been friends because we were. But then
you're acquaintances, colleagues. Yeah.
I know him. I don't talk to him. But I find out through creepage, you know, one thing from another to another, because through the magic of Facebook, you can see that this person like this person like this person like this person. So then they pop up every now and then somehow. He's getting married again.
Twice.
That's twice. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So you're 29.
That's right.
And holding. And you're holding. All right.
Mm-hmm. So that should tell you how the love life update's going.
So you haven't committed. You're buying all this technology, but you haven't committed to get back on the dating
services. I've been talking to my friend. I was like, you know what, friend? I think I need to get back on the eHarmony or the Match, even though I know they're the worst. I'm not meeting
quality candidates.
And I'm not. It's not easy.
Can we talk about the Billy Bob's incident?
To meet people, Billy
Bob's.
What
happened at Billy Bob's?
What happened at Billy Bob's?
You said something happened.
Oh, you mean Cook County.
Cook County.
Ah.
The Edmonton Billy Bob's.
That's so awkward.
Was it bad?
Didn't we talk about that last time?
No, we never did.
With the girl that...
You alluded, but you didn't say.
Oh, I had a meltdown in the middle of a bar in the city. Big
Why
deal.
Did you have a meltdown? Emotional thing?
Well, I was a little drunk.
But were you going for her?
It's a long, complicated history.
Oh, okay.
And complicated.
Okay.
I got jealous. I had no reason to be jealous. She's not mine to be jealous for, with, about.
But alcohol speeds that whole process up.
I know. We were like an old married couple, except
0 to 60.
So busy with jobs, busy with school, busy with trying to catch up on sleep. I don't know about you, but I'm tired. This education is really wiping me out.
Oh, man.
And
you're doing fractions. Fractions.
I want to show you what I've been working on. You know, it started running again, walking, jogging, getting out is what I'm trying to do. And where do you meet people? So I'm going to turn towards the online thing. As much as I really hate the idea, I got to try it possibly in a couple weeks' time.
Okay. So.
So no update. I'm still on Tinder. Tinder, it means nothing. I know we've established the fact that Tinder was supposed to be the hookup app. It never was, in my opinion. People aren't on there to hook up. I mean, maybe, but I'm not seeing it that way. I have a few matches and there's nothing happening there. Why are you saying yes and then you don't communicate? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like maybe it's like when I like somebody on Facebook, when I like a comment and I could care less, but I just think it's worthy of a like, all this. You know, I'm feeling charitable, so I'll dole out.
Right.
I don't know.
So whatever.
I don't want to say that. Okay, so staying with computers and LinkedIn. LinkedIn is an essential part of what I do.
I don't get LinkedIn, but that's just
okay.
Me.
So LinkedIn is for professionals. That's why you don't understand it. So I'm on LinkedIn and I see this lady who I've met at several functions, and she's on and she's got a position or whatever, and it's an update on LinkedIn. So I go, okay. And I looked at her profile because it was she requested me or whatever.
Yeah.
And I accept. And then the second thing down on her profile is Jockey. She works for Jockey somehow.
Underwears.
So I'm going, what does one do for Jockey? So I click through on the Jockey logo, hoping to find out what this mystery is all about, because I have a daughter that's looking for a job. Hello, world. And Emma's looking for a job, and I thought, you know, if it's an ambassador for Jockey or something, she'd rock that. She'd be great, right? Some kind of brand ambassador or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I click through, and then it says, well, sign up your email and your password. And I'm going, well, just to look at the Jockey site, that seems extreme. But I do it anyway. And then all of a sudden, I'm on Pinterest. And they duped me to get the Pinterest. And then 2 seconds, no word of a lie, 2 seconds later, I start getting tweets. And my friend Lynn's going, well, it's nice to see Greg Shannon on Pinterest. And I'm going, what? Oh, did I say my last name? Delete that. Okay, and then I'm getting, and my wife got a notification, so it spams all your email contacts or something. I must have clicked something somewhere along the line that said they can have access to my life.
I never got an email.
You didn't get one? Oh, my God.
But I had the same problem.
Pinterest. I don't know what it is. I can't get back there. How do you get back?
I had the same problem on Facebook, because the day I got my phone, I was so in love with it that I'm like, I'm going to play a joke. I'm going to change my relationship status on Facebook in relationship with iPhone 6.
That's hilarious.
So then I type iPhone 6. I save. except they wouldn't accept iPhone 6 because obviously Facebook's a lot smarter than they give it credit for.
Oh.
But so it says I'm in a relationship, and then I get the text, and then I get, because apparently it emails everyone. I got an email saying you're in a relationship.
Dude.
Why didn't you tell me? My dad's like, oh, here you got a girlfriend.
I was Zuckerberg! Damn you, Zuckerberg. How does he do that with that
thing?
What
a joke.
Oh, my God. Okay, can you Google me on Pinterest and figure out if I'm on there? Because
Pinterest.
Are you on there?
I was for like a day.
I don't even know what it's for. What is it for? It's to waste time.
The day job that I work at.
Okay.
Before we were the...
See, I hit this. Continue with Facebook.
That's why you signed up. Because that says, yes, sign me up via Facebook. Give me access via Facebook.
And automatically when I clicked that, I didn't even have to put in a password.
That's what they do. That's how they get you.
God.
But now you get inspired.
Forget it. I don't know how to get inspired. I'm inspired enough. Okay, so we want to move along to... Oh, what's your next topic?
I just have...
Mascots?
I have new mascots. I have new pets. I have pets since you were here last.
You have pets? Where are the pets?
So I moved the barbecue the first time in like 2 months.
Okay.
Underneath were two baby pigeons.
No.
I thought they were dead.
Were they
But they're very much alive.
Are they gross?
At first, I was like, what is that? Because they were just like, you could see pieces
like
of egg.
Like skinless rotisserie chicken.
They weren't that bad. They've grown a lot since then. Now,
are they out there?
They're still out there.
I gotta go see. Hang on. That's crazy.
So I had named them, but I forget what their names are.
Bert and Ernie.
No, that's too
Bert and
cliche.
Ernie. Come on.
What had happened was on my barbecue, I had a barbecue cover. I don't have it anymore, but I have a barbecue cover that was oversized. It was too big.
So they were underneath.
They saw an opening. They were all nestled and cozy, and I went and disturbed everything, and now they're out there in the elements.
Okay, and they're freezing their asses off.
You think it's October?
Well,
they need
to give them something. I hate pigeons. I used to shoot them all the time on the farm, but I feel bad now. They're in the city.
They need to...
Give them something. Give them a box with shit in there.
It's weird to me that they're...
Oh, man.
Hatching at this time of the year? Like, it's going to be winter in 4 weeks.
Okay, seriously, we have got to... They're going to... Look at them out there.
Mama keeps, like... 2 weeks ago, Mama was...
How big is the mother?
Not as big. You should have seen the big blackbird that I don't know what was going to happen, but I scared him away because I thought he was going to eat the
other
ones.
Like a crow?
Huge.
Raven or crow?
Like, huge. Just big black
monster. And he
came
on your deck?
He came. He landed on the balcony. I was like... It was like an afternoon. I had the thing open. I was like... Wah! I made noise so he'd fly away because I don't want murderous predator-prey situation.
I wish I could have seen that.
They are a lot bigger than they were 2 to 3 weeks ago. I think they're going to get ready to fly away pretty soon.
We got to take a picture and tweet it, man, for It's a Show. Because, like, I would say
they're pretty big. I mean, you should have seen them, like I said,
Than a Nerf football. Like one of the mini footballs they throw you at the San Peter's game.
There's two of them. They're sitting together. Like a mini football.
Yeah. They're bigger than one of those.
Maybe the same size.
Seriously, man. Mm-hmm. No. Okay, we need a cardboard box and like a piece of old shirt.
I don't want them to come back. That's the thing.
What do you mean leave them there? They're going to go eventually.
Fine.
They're going to freeze to death.
If they do, that's nature's way.
There's no shelter in the trees.
Oh, if they sit
if
in the trees.
I bring intern Ava over here, she is going to kick her ass. She is going to be so upset.
Well, I don't know if you noticed the massive amount of shit that's on my balcony. Who's going to clean that up?
There is a downside, yes, to having a pet ownership.
Oh, man. So there's birds, and there's my
topics
for the
day. You win the topic war. I wanted to ask you about Spotify Canada.
Oh, yeah, Spotify. I was
literally
on there the other day.
Scooby Sway.
Yeah.
And we need a music segment from Scooby Sway. I think he's at fencing, but he might be back.
On God,
he's fine. Anyway, he listens to something all the time, and he's always listening to cool tunes. That's why we got him to do the Music Minute.
Ooh.
But
don't mind.
It's not this. It's not Spotify Canada.
Yeah, you just said Spotify. Oh, he doesn't use Spotify. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about Spotify?
Yeah.
But Scooby Sway does not
he
use
Spotify.
He
uses some other alternative.
Does he use Songza?
Not Songza.
What does he use then? Grooveshark?
Grooveshark. I think it's...
So Grooveshark, let me explain. Grooveshark is a website that you can go in and search for specific songs.
Yeah.
You can create your own playlist and save them. You can latch your listening habits onto someone else's pre-established playlists.
Okay.
There's a thing called a live broadcast where someone like yourself can host...
Makes my own station?
Without the talk over, but you pick all the music, you line it all up, and then it just plays. It's kind of cool. And
so I don't host, I just curate the music.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So that's Grooveshark. Really cool. Really awesome. There's another one, Songza, which is a site that's been around for a while. You kind of pick a playlist based on mood, so it knows what time of day it is. It says, "Oh, so well, let's, angry, go there. Let's go there right now." Songza.com.
Okay, so
it's all free, and all streams from your computer or streams from your smartphone. So see, it's Wednesday evening, play music for watching the sunset, brand new music, cooking, working out, falling head over heels.
Try cooking.
It gives you pre-established
classic familiar hits. Yeah, let's hit that one.
Okay, so then
boom.
Classic familiar hits. So there. Then you got three different kind of playlists to choose from. Right now, this is timeless pop rock hits. Then there's more timeless pop rock hits, and then there's Beatles and Friends.
And why am I not doing this? I don't know why I'm so old.
Gives you suggestions. You can search yourself. You can save playlists. You can favorite playlists. You can buy music right off of there. Say you like the song. Oh, I want to buy it. You can do that straight from there. So
if I had Twitter, I can tweet that I'm listening to this on Songza.
So it's really cool. Songza was the thing. It still might be the thing to do, but now that Spotify is on, I don't know how that changes.
So is Grooveshark cooler than this? Like, go to Grooveshark.
Grooveshark gives you more
options.
Like, is Grooveshark gives you more control?
Is it Canadian or what?
I don't know. The thing about Grooveshark that I found is that this doesn't look appealing to me. This looks like
It's not a great interface.
Right.
So go to genres.
You search for songs. You can type in instantly if you want. You can pick, you know.
So this is station. It says PlayStation, 80s station. Frank Stallone. Come on. Let's get some Frank Stallone. Oh, that's Robert Palmer.
Well, see, there's only two songs selected. What happens after two songs? Do they automatically add themselves? You know what I mean? And what I've found in Grooveshark is that sometimes you search for a song, you play it, it doesn't play good, like a good quality song.
Oh, so the the actual MP3 is not great.
The quality could be hit and miss with Grooveshark. Still a great little site. Let's say you want to hear, I don't know, Stop in the Name of Love. I don't know.
Why would you come up with that?
So you search and then go boom, and then you go, I want to add it to my lineup, or you just want to play it now.
It's already added. And then Depeche Mode came up. How would you get from Stop in the Name of Love to Depeche Mode? How did that happen?
It must still think that we're listening to that 80s channel, right?
Yeah.
But we just wanted to take a quick break. We wanted to listen to some Diana Ross and the Supremes.
So it loaded an 80s song next.
You're right. That's my best guess. But now Spotify, I was on it the other day.
The world is upside down for me now.
And I quite enjoy the Spotify only because two things. It looks great to me. It looks amazing. I love it.
See, and to me, that's important. The look, aesthetics of something, it's the freaking internet. Can you not, if you're a genius enough to make this music service, make it look decent, people. Come on.
You can download a program to your computer, so that's kind of handy. That's everything else has been web-based so far. You can still do a web-based player with Spotify.
Why wouldn't you go web-based versus download?
Yeah, that'd be an argument that you'd have to explore.
Chew up some of your space there, wouldn't it?
I'm going to install it and investigate that further, but...
Wow.
So,
welcome to Rocktober.
You can browse top list genres, new releases.
What's new out there? Hey, have you heard Doc Walker's new single?
I have not.
Oh my god, it's good.
So, new releases, a bunch of
Jeff
things.
Bridges. Jeff Bridges has an album.
I've never heard of any of these people.
You know the actor, Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, he's got the beard and stuff. So
that out. Just I want to hear that. See what it sounds like.
And then you just stream. You can download the app.
He looks scary, that dude, man. He's from Avengers. No. What's Robert Downey Jr.?
Crazy?
No, you know. Iron Man. That's what I meant. Robert Downey Jr., I saw him. Oh, let's hear this for a second. Sounds kind of cool. Good groove, don't you think?
I wonder how he sounds vocally.
Oh, just about tipped my glass.
This intro. It's like Bat Out of Hell.
Takes too long. Get to the music. Can you fast forward?
I can. Oh, this is a live version too.
He's driving his blue car, baby.
Jeff Bridges and the Alabarderbers.
Abiders.
Abiders, of course.
Can you turn it up a little bit? Okay, seriously, bucket list, going to some seedy bar in the States and seeing Jeff Bridges and Jeff the Bridges. Seriously, that's pretty cool. I like
so,
that.
Spotify okay, so
stop,
far.
Stop. Go stop. To Classic Country. Go to Classic Country.
Oh, where is it? Where is it?
Right there.
You know I love me some Classic Country.
How do you stop that? Okay.
Sing Me Back Home, Merle Haggard.
I interviewed him once.
Yeah, shut up.
We talked about this before.
I hate that. Hate that. I'm happy for you. Sad for me. Led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom. And I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. Unreal.
So just another great way for you to, play music based on your mood, play genres. It's all pre-made playlists.
Is there a search bar in there? Get me Folsom Prison. Dun, 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 Johnny.
You know, I've never actually individually searched a song before.
Folsom Prison Blues.
Look at that.
Okay, crank this sucker. Hang on one sec.
Oh, I didn't know you could do this.
This is crazy. Oh, right there. Live version.
This is great.
Hi, Johnny. Oh, do it again. Start over. Help me talking. Scooby Sway is trying to learn Johnny's songs on the guitar. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. Stop the music. And I ain't seen the sunshine. Since I don't know when. Get this. I'm in Sacramento at this conference.
Yeah.
Guess what town is right outside Sacramento?
Folsom.
Folsom!
Did you go to the prison?
Where the Folsom prison is, and I never went there. I met some ladies from Folsom College. There's a college there, and I wanted so badly to go take a prison tour.
Just another cool way to get your music. And you know, if this is, and you used to work in the radio industry, I currently work in the radio broadcast industry. This is where radio has to be different. Because if I want to hear my favorite music, I am not listening to the radio. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Give me a personality or give me death. Like, give me somebody.
Personality, what's happening in my environment.
Yeah. Quickly.
Or give me something free.
Create.
Give me, yeah.
Yeah. And don't, you know what? Hi, who's this? Who's this? Who's this? That's what they always say. Who's this? Don't say, hi, what's your name? Just say that. Don't say, who's this? Like, shut up, you idiots. Okay, and here's the other thing.
Love Spotify so much so far.
I'm going to get on
that. Two thumbs up.
Is it so there's no cost to Spotify?
Then this is what I wondered. I was like,
how do they make the money?
See, I agree. Are we stupid? Spotify's coming to Canada. Oh, well, why wasn't it here to begin
with? From a couple of guys who want to monetize this empire, like, we're stupid. How do they make the money? It's got to be
there's got to be something.
Maybe they sign everyone up to Pinterest.
They've got something here about... Okay, so here we go. Play offline on mobile, on-demand music, no ads, skip any song anytime. So I'm sure there are limitations. Like, you probably can't skip to, I don't like the song. You can probably only have so many skips.
But $9.99 even if you paid, that's $120 a year for the whole world's music.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a music, I need to listen to more music. I don't listen to enough because I'm just not organized enough.
Mm-hmm.
I saw 6 things organized people do on LinkedIn, and I was too unorganized to read it, so I don't know how to get organized. Anyway, yeah. Like, what the hell is this?
You said you need to listen to more music. I have, in the last maybe week and a bit, and week and change, I probably downloaded over 25 songs.
Wow.
There's just a lot.
Do you use gift card? Do you use like an iTunes gift card?
Well, or
do you use credit card?
I did not. I did obtain these legally.
Yeah.
I did not pay for them, though. But they are legal song files. I can explain later. It's a work thing. Like Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell, that I just added the other day. That is a good song. How come nobody told me how good of a song that was?
Okay. Meatloaf, my sister had the record when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and she brought it home. Okay, get this. So Grandma and Grandpa are at the kitchen table for coffee time in the afternoon.
Yeah.
My sister, Leanne, comes home from the bay. With the little Bay, I forget what the Bay record store was called at the time, but she goes and she opens and say, Grandma, look what I got. And there's the cover of Bat Out of Hell. And I'm going, oh my God, what the hell's going on? Like, my grandma's from Wales. She's proper, blah, blah, blah. And I go, Leanne, what are you, freaking crazy? Oh, I think Rod Stewart was in there. And I called Rod Stewart a fag.
Oh, geez.
But this was circa 1980.
Right, before.
Whatever.
Before, yeah.
Before I knew anything about anything. and I said bad words, and I'm going, and she's going, man, you don't know anything about music. And I didn't. My sister did. She's cool. She had great taste in music back then. And but that Bat Out of Hell record, man, we wore that sucker out. It was epic.
The song alone is just a shy of 10 minutes.
Well, the guy, he took the opera, or not the opera, but he took the elements of Broadway and he put it into rock music on the stage show and the live cuts, and nobody had ever done that before.
I want to confess something to you. Remember that one episode way back when you introduced us to Jess Moskaluk?
Yes.
Cheap Wines and Cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
And at first I was like, eh, this song, eh. But it's funny because that song haunted me all summer long, and that became mine and ADD Steph's kind of inside joke, because every time that came on, it's just like, I can't believe the song is on again. Like, it was it was a hot song, but her new one used. Hey, I could get song.
Oh, she's so talented.
She just won the female artist of the year a couple weeks ago.
I just tweeted something because they released, or had the reminder about releasing the video for the song. And I said, talent and teamwork. And that's pretty much anything in life that you achieve is due to those things. But Jess Moskaluk's case, that is bang on, because her team behind her at MDM Music or whatever, they were committed. The guy was so passionate. He had a listening party. Not at this year's CCMAs, but last year's. Mike Denny is his name. And he said, if this thing doesn't hit, the whole world's crazy. I'm crazy. Everything's crazy. And it was like a desperate plea to all radio programmers. Yeah. Please spin this music. Otherwise, I don't know what's going on anymore. The guy was bang on. Like, I thought, oh, geez, man, that's a little dramatic. But then I hear the song on the radio, and all of a sudden, I'm so invested in this girl and this music. I'm going, I want her. And she's from Saskatchewan.
Of course.
Amazing.
Brad Johnner represent.
Shout out. let's play some Brad Johnner on the show. Mix it up.
The old man worked on that farm for years. Still got dirt coming out his ears. 80 summers, he can't keep track. You can't break the farmer's back. He started young, skinny and proud. Held his head high, never talked too loud. Fed 10 miles from a paper sack. You can't break the farmer's back. Where's the future? It's all in the cards. Who made the rules? Who's in charge? Gotta get out of the red and into the black. They can't break the farmer's back, no.
That was amazing, Brad Johnner. We talked about Doc Walker's new single.
Yes.
Now, my wife and I, it was a bit of a bust for CCMAs this year. We went all the way up there, bought a hotel room and everything. And we went to the Cook County thing where you know, had your incident.
That was a mess.
It just didn't have that CCMA magic, that event. I thought it was kind of cool. There was some good performers on stage. It was nothing to do with them. It just, the magic was missing.
Yeah, I kind of felt that I was waiting for things to kind of get rolling.
Yeah.
Not saying that they weren't talented, because they are rock stars.
Had the privilege in our past to experience some pretty extraordinary events, especially at that venue.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of good memories out of that place. Yeah,
and you can't lightning, you know, you can't catch lightning in a bottle all the time. So it wasn't up to our expectations. What was my point?
Brad Johnner, Doc Walker. Oh, Doc
Before Walker. We went, my wife and I leave the hotel, and there's a tour bus sitting there. And there's always a tour bus at CCMA Week somewhere. And all of a sudden, I see Chris from Doc Walker.
Chris Thorsten Steinstein.
Who I beat in an arm wrestle with my left arm, by the way. It should be noted for everyone to share. And he pounded me on the right, though. My right arm, I mean. That didn't sound good. Anyway, he says, come on the bus. And The reason is, like, Chris and I are friends. We've known each other, and Dave and I, too, for a long time. Stuff, but they really like my wife.
Well,
you know.
She's a likable person.
She's very likable, and she's hot. So that's why they like her. And so we go on the bus, and they start breaking out the tequila and stuff. Yes. So we have tequila, a little bit of whiskey, and we're talking and having a great time, and they're telling us all of these verboten parodies they do of all their songs that never see the light of day, only a few people get to hear. So that was super fun, and we got super drunk in a super short amount of time.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
And then I took my wife to some restaurant, and we were blind drunk, and we couldn't figure out where we were and whatever. Then we had to get to Cook County, and then it was just all anticlimactic after that.
Yeah, so yeah.
It wasn't the event's fault. It was my fault, as usual.
There's a lot of, I mean, Blake Shelton's new album sounds like it's really awesome, Bringing Back the Sunshine. I've got a couple tracks from there.
What's the track on the radio? It's good.
Neon Lights.
Okay, before we get to that.
End of the tunnel, tunnel.
I think we should play a couple of tunes on this. So let's play that because it's a really good song. But first, let's play that Doc Walker single, the new one, because they played it for us on the bus before it came out. And it was super cool.
I don't know how you paint my sky so blue. I'm walking around stone drunk on you. You said hello and I was gone. Stuck in my head like a petty song. Was it summer rain and an easy fall? And it was love and that was all. Those lucky stars won't leave me alone. I'm the one that gets to take you home. You're mine, you're mine. That's how I like it. I'm yours, I'm yours. Nobody else is. You're mine. Sleep while you're leaning on me, and a million other things that I wouldn't change. It sounds like singing when you say my name. You're always late, but the world stands still. I don't understand it tonight everywhere. Oh, those lucky stars can't leave me alone. Yeah, I'm the one that gets to take you home. You're mine, you're mine. That's how I like it. I'm yours, I'm yours. And nobody else is. You're mine, you're mine.
Doc Walker, and let's roll right into some Blake Shelton. This is his brand new one on It's a Show, the Music Edition.
Gold heartbreak, cried and dried these tears. tears. I don't know how much more missing you I can take. I prayed, prayed, prayed for a sign, sign, sign. Now there it is in the window. It's about time, damn time. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. It ain't all that bright, but even though it's subtle, it's got me feeling all right. Gonna make it a double. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. Just might wash it down with a big picture of someone new. That blonde, blonde, blonde at the bar, bar, bar. See if she wants to try and unbreak my heart, heart, heart. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. It ain't all that bright, but even though it's subtle, it's got me feeling all right. Life would suck forever, even though I knew better than the pain would never end. They say the night's darkest just before the dawn gets kissed by the daybreak. Got down on my knees and I prayed, prayed, prayed for a sign, sign, sign. Now there it is in the window. It's about time, damn time. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. It ain't all that. It's got me feeling alright. Gonna make it a double. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel, tunnel, tunnel.
Blake Shelton from The Voice, rock star.
Going to be at Stampede next year, the Calgary Stampede.
Pretty cool.
Tickets, I heard, are on fire for that one.
Did you see that photo on Twitter? He was backstage somewhere and his hair was just outrageously huge. Did you see that?
No,
just
I
just the other
not.
Day, it was with the band Perry. He's hanging out with the band Perry. And
they got big hair.
Yep.
All three of them. They have a lot of hair. I'm going to Dierks Bentley in a couple weeks.
Sweet.
The Riser Tour. I didn't see him at Craven. So that kind of justifies my reason. It's going to be a good show. I forget how much I enjoy his music.
Oh,
so
he's awesome. And
who was opening for him? Cole Swindell, I think.
Pretty good.
I think. And nor is it Randy Houser. I can't remember, but I know Tim Hicks is opening up in Canada.
Tim Hicks has done so well too, eh?
So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a good country show.
Greg's $330 oil change.
That is not an oil change. That is, this needs replacing, that needs replacing, this is damaged.
I would like to get these guys on actually as a sponsor because I really believe in these guys. Like, it's called Minute Loop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not flashy. It's not as flashy as the competition as far as aesthetics go and the signs all that stuff. But I'm telling you, the first time I went there, I was in a panic. I had to get to my rental house, which was 2 hours yonder north.
Right.
And get the yard figured out and stuff and cleaned up for the next tenants. I had my lawnmower in the back of my truck when I was getting the oil changed. And I asked the guy as I pulled out and I go, he seems so nice. This is how I felt. I could ask him. I said, could you help me change my lawnmower blade? Because I had the raking blade.
Right. And
so he's got the freaking goes, yeah, we can do that. Blah, blah, blah. Super nice. So then I'm there all the time.
I agree. Yeah, it's good.
So I take the Avalanche in, 2005 Avalanche, for the oil change. Well overdue. I might add. And two girls work there. Mm-hmm. And they know everything about vehicles, man.
That's attractive.
One's 4 years employee, the other one's two. Both super nice and super smart. And they take the tray and they go, "Oh, you see your differential oil?" And I go, "Oh, that looks pretty bad." That's pretty bad. So in a four-wheel drive, you got the transfer case, differential oil, all this stuff that to make the world go round, right, as far as so you can drive.
Yeah, and whatnot.
For this. So
gears and teeth.
I say, "Okay, how much?" "Okay, change it." And then they go, "This is your air filter." And I driving a lot this summer with the trailer and my brother-in-law's and the gravel.
Air filter's important.
Terrible. And then, so they changed that. And then they said, "Your injector is not good." And they go, "The big fix is $130, or we could just put this conditioner in the fuel tank for $30 or whatever." And I said, "Go $30 because I went for the differential, blah, blah, blah. We'll figure that out next time." $330 oil change. But I'm telling you, the second I drove out of there, they said, "You'll notice a major difference in gas mileage." Performance, I noticed a major difference. I trumped that. I like to drive fast. I don't want to hide that from anyone. I don't, because I'm trying to be an example.
You got to be an example.
To the children's. But, man, I trumped down on that sucker, and it sounded awesome. And it performs better. So thank you, Minute Lube. You should be a sponsor of It's a Show. You're missing out.
I'm due for an oil change myself. I go to Wrench Masters, and I'm not afraid to say it. I don't get it done in an hour. I drop it off in the morning, pick it up by the end of the day.
Wrench Masters all day to do what Minute Lube does in a minute.
Probably, but I just had, like you said, great experience, loyalty.
Do something
I can trust them. Do something. I feel like, you know.
Do something for me.
They'll take care of my vehicle. Minute Lube,
see the chicks. You may get a phone number, get your shit done. When do you do? 5,000 K?
Here's the thing. Here's where I struggle with, because traditionally you're supposed to do it, what, every 5,000 kilometers?
I go like 7.5.
And easy. With the new vehicles, they have all that stuff built in. So digital. They say that tells you how long your oil life is, right?
Because it's flashing all the time. You're an idiot. Change your oil. I freaking hate that, though.
I'm still at well over 50%, I think, even though I'm over according to the little mileage sticker, but I keep up with the regular maintenance. I usually get the seasonal inspections, like the tire rotation.
You want to talk about a bad business? There's an Auto Pro. Is that Wrench Masters Auto Pro?
Depends.
It's just down the street from you.
That is one, but not the one I go to.
Okay, well, this one has got summer special. Like, it's freaking fall. It's been fall for a month. You don't advertise your summer special.
No, now it's the winter special.
Idiot. That's bad. Like, I mean, know. That's just lazy.
That's different owners and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, I'm not saying your guy's bad. He's probably awesome. Winter tires. Yes?
No. I've never had them. I've thought about them. Oh, man, I don't even know how much winter tires go for.
Too much.
200 a piece?
Ish.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Plus the install.
Yeah, because I don't have another set of rims, so I'd have to do the whole rim switcheroony.
And you know what? The rims, I think, if a guy would just ever break down and spend the $40-$50 on the new rims and just get it done. Because...
Well, then you save in the long run because you don't have to do the whole...
You're going to save in the long run. It's just that cash outlay that kills a guy.
Tires are an investment. I got a...
Mine are banana skins on my truck already.
I don't know if I'm going to do it this winter. If I could make it around town last winter, and we all know the kind of winter we had last winter.
It's supposed to be worse.
They had the T-Rex winter, whatever that means.
It's snowing tonight. Did you hear this? Allegedly. It's snowing tonight.
Allegedly. The T-Rex winter is coming.
I got to wrap this up because I got to go clean up my garage and put a car in there.
Don't you have to go to the library too?
Do I got to go to the library?
I thought you said to go to the library. Before we wrap up, I went to Walking with the Dinosaurs Arena Spectacular.
Have you seen that?
You've seen it before?
Yeah.
Amazing. If you are listening to this, wherever you are in the world, we have stats. We know you're in the Americas. See the show. If it comes to your city or comes to a city near you, especially if you have kids, young kids, they will love it.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I loved it. I'm 29. I was like, this is right up my alley. Yeah. I could not stop smiling. It was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Production was awesome. I mean, the scale of these dinosaurs was awesome. It was great. And, of course, they were free tickets for me, so even better.
It was the best. In the future, ladies and gentlemen, don't get too excited. But because when I say these things out loud, oftentimes, like Kim Mitchell, they don't come to fruition. In the pipeline, on It's a Show, on paper, booked, Alan Doyle from Great Big Sea.
Unbelievable. It's an ordinary day.
And in 2 weeks, the brand new season of Republic of Doyle is on.
You really love this show.
That's the final season.
I'm very confused.
And Alan Doyle's in that show.
I know. He's your friend, apparently.
He's a good guy. He's not my friend.
Well, he's just one of your friends. You know who's coming back? Speaking of the CBC family, Rick Mercer. Get him on the show. I will drop what I'm doing and...
Yeah, right. So my scheduling challenges go around Sparky and his freaking school career.
Two jobs, school, and...
Why don't you take a little more after Rodney Dangerfield when he went back to school and just relax about it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Another guest down the road, Jodi Picoult. Ladies, I know you're salivating and
can you take this book back?
What is this, though?
Never mind. That's not the book of the person you're talking about.
Is that the one?
No.
Did we miss that interview?
No, I don't know what. You just brought this lady book over, and it's awkward because sometimes I have people over. Like, for example, this is the sexual paradox, the village effect, and I'm like, this is
what happened?
Book.
When were we supposed to do that interview?
Did I don't know. You're like my wife loves this book, and you're like, I'm like, all right, then if
okay, give it to me.
Didn't know we were after the ladies, but okay.
Jodi Picoult is a famous author, and my wife's read everything she's ever done.
Oh, this lady, yeah.
Jodi Picoult.
Yeah, you drop
not
her
this
name.
Lady.
No, but Susan Pinker is very well known as well.
How face-to-face contact can make us healthier and happier. Did we do that interview?
No, we didn't do any interview.
Well, when the hell?
Someone cancels. Remember, you gave me the text message.
Oh, she
message.
Canceled because she broke her leg in Montreal.
That's it. This book is going to the fire.
Give me the book. My wife will like that.
Oh, let me see. Take it with you.
From the convention today, I brought you some stuff.
Okay. Ooh, Service Canada. I got to go there and get my passport renewed. Okay, why is a passport $200?
Rockets, because it's good for 10 years
yeah,
now.
And
that's
they a milk lot it. Of money.
I know it is.
Rockets.
Hershey's?
Oh, yeah.
Hershey bar. Okay, and
oh, cookies and cream.
You don't read, so I'm going to keep the bookmark.
I'm a student.
Oh, okay.
You should...
There you go.
For a person who has two classes, such as myself, you should feel how heavy my backpack is. You should see. I mean, yeah, you've got college students at home. And
all the kids have the same problem. Don't hurt your back with a backpack.
Jeez,
look at all these pens. Do you want a pen?
I feel no.
You want a Comfort Keeper pen? That's for, you know what? I think that's the company that keeps seniors in their home longer. That's a good idea. I can't have this caramel because I got crown work done and I got a temporary.
I saw that on the Facebook.
My tooth fell right out of my face.
Was that at the dentist, the college? Does college do the dentist?
No, college dentistry.
No. Because my grandma always went to the high school cosmetology to get her hair cut. Because, A, a hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a gamble because they're students.
A gamble. I used to get my hair cut there in Marvel in Saskatoon when I was a kid. Mom would save money wherever she could. Yeah. Now I know why, because she had to. Now, this you can't have. This is from BMO, and I haven't decided if I'm going to stick it on yet, but it's the stick on the back of your iPhone
so
you can hold your business cards. You should get a shot of this for the Twitter.
That's interesting.
Here, get this Edmonton Oilers drink mug in there.
And this one.
And the, oh, whatever. So that's what BMO offers now
and
for swag.
I'm going to turn the flash on just in case. Auto, so let it decide. And decided
oh,
didn't
yeah,
want
it's
to
an
flash.
iPhone 6 picture, kids. So get ready for that gold.
Crisp and clear.
So this is cool. So you can put your credit cards or whatever or business cards in there on the back of your iPhone. I thought that was pretty
nice.
Neat.
I like your whatever this is, alumnus case that you got there.
Yeah, a pen exploded on it. So it's
you're not,
not
alumnus,
as cool as it used to
so
be.
So I don't know why you have one, but that's
because
okay.
Because
I'm
friends
okay.
with the alumni Fine. Coordinator.
I'm an alumnus.
And
I'm an alumni.
Look at this dude.
There's no perks being an alumni. I'm just saying.
You only finished half the program.
No,
I
got it. Look, there's a certificate on
that's,
the wall.
That is a certificate. That's
that a, is a certificate.
It's a piece of paper.
Turning it into a diploma.
This guy, BMO, who gave me the sticker for the iPhone, look at his name.
Parnell Celibus.
Parnell
Cebus.
Cebulus. Like, is that the coolest name? Parnell. Come on.
I'm taking finance. Fins 150, as we call it in on the streets with the kids.
Fins 150.
You know how old I feel when the instructor's like, oh, this is first year for a lot of you, and you have a long time to decide what you're going to do in the second year. Meanwhile, I'm the old kid in class. And
yeah, you are.
I have to do fractions.
You should wear a disguise, man. Now, this I'm going to give you this because I really don't believe in this, but it's supposed to save lives. It's not KY jelly. This is hand sanitizer.
Oh, Canada. Well, I like how you have a bunch of service stuff.
Yeah.
Is this where our government dollars are going towards? Why is Service Canada advertising on hand sanitizer?
I have no idea.
This is where your passport photos are going. Passport things. Where do you get your passport photos done? Specific?
London Drugs. Because now they have a new thing.
Random place to go.
London Drugs has its new thing now. You want a Service Canada ruler?
No.
Pretty sweet.
I don't know if I ever need a ruler.
How can you say no to that? London Drugs has a new system.
Who uses rulers?
You pay extra, and they guarantee that they won't send you back.
How much is extra? A buck or two? A
couple bucks.
All right.
As long as it's not outrageous. I did it, and I came out more happy than I've ever been before in my life. My passport is good for 10 years. Oh, my God. Thank God.
Are you going to actually use it?
Use it once. Went to old sack.
I don't want to say, but I'm just saying, next year is my 30th birthday extravaganza. I'm starting to think maybe a Vegas trip is in order.
Man, that would be sweet.
A Vegas palooza.
Next year, I would have enough debt paid down to join you. That would be amazing. We could do, It's a Show goes to Vegas, dude.
Can't we write that off?
We can write that off.
Haven't made it to business tax yet.
If we get a sponsor.
Haven't made it to business tax yet, but I know how to figure out if you owe taxes by hand the long way. It's not fun.
Minute Lube, Tommy Guns.
I do need a haircut.
Wrenchmaster Auto Pro. We should do a oil change face off against Minute Lube and those guys to see who's going to be supreme sponsor. Mm-hmm. And there's endless possibilities. We just have to get off our fat asses. I got to get going.
We don't want to talk about how the Riders didn't manage to score any points against the Eskimos
a
week or so ago.
Shut it up. You know what? I blame myself. When the streak was on, I was watching every game at my buddy Don's and wearing my Riders shirt and my Riders sneaks. So last two games, I neglect to make time for my beloved Riders. What happens? Shit thy bed.
It was great.
Oh, my God. You were screaming like a schoolgirl, I know.
I didn't lose my voice, but there was some serious temporary damage to the vocal cords. I didn't even drink. I had one beer, but I was into this game.
I don't even understand you.
There was a
football with no beer is
group of four or five Rider fans, two rows behind us. She was chirping like a blue sailor or whatever the saying is, cursing like a sailor. She had the Thunder Sticks, so I nicknamed her Thunder Sticks.
Oh, that's a good nickname.
And I would have made, out with her. We would have made out, but she left early. But it was really awesome. Like I probably the most fun I had at Eskimos home game in a really long time. It was a lot of fun. And side note, I could watch those highlights all day, all night on replay because that was awesome.
Okay, you're done. Stop talking.
And I think I'd like to end with this.
Next week, and it's a show short featuring intern Scooby Sway and his Music Minute.
Didn't we have school, though? When are we going to do this?
We're going to tape the oil change, and then we'll get him packed on some oil.
The magic of editing, and that's how we do it here, kids. Until next time, you keep in touch.
Finger guns.
We're cheering, fight on Eskimos. We're marching right on Eskimos. We're charging.